Blue Jays and Astros working overtime Saturday night. Recent Hall of Famer Jeff Bagwell honored before the game after taking his rightful place in Cooperstown. Might Josh Donaldson find himself in Cooperstown one day? He could if he keeps doing things like this.
1-1. And that's driven pretty deep to center field. It sends back Reddick on the warning track. It's off the top of the wall, bounces past Reddick. Batista on his way to third. He's around third and coming home. Batista will score. It's an RBI double for Donaldson and a 1-0 Blue Jays lead. Here's a 2-0. And Reddick drills one deep to right field. It sends back Batista at the wall. He leaves and that ball is gone. A two-run home run for Josh Reddick, and the Astros take a 2-1 lead.
Here's the pitch, and that one's driven. That one's deep to left field and gone. Astros lead 3-2 on the third homer in 2 days for Tyler White.
I don't know if they can afford to with Bautista swing and miss. Breaking ball, and that's squibbed off the end of the bat. Over to Tyler White at first, throws home, and I think McCann thought that was a force.
Oh, my goodness. They had a chance to get the out at home. McCann didn't realize that that was not a force play. There were runners at first and third and did not go down and apply a tag. He just stepped on home plate, so the Astros don't get an out, and the Blue Jays tie it. Now the 1-2. And that's smacked in the left field. That's a base hit. Ref Snyder around third and coming home. Here comes a throw to the plate by Fisher. It's up the first base line. McCann reaches back for the tag. Save. And the Blue Jays take a 4-3 lead. Throw up the first base line from Fisher. McCann went and got it. And then dove across home plate to try and tag out Ref Snyder, who was able to beat him to the spot.
Blue Jays take it 4-3 and 10. It was Toronto's AL High 14th extra inning game this season and only their fifth victory. Alex Bregman had an extra base hit for the seventh consecutive game. That is too shy of the major league high this season set by Ryan Zimmerman of the Nationals. After giving up a tie-breaking RBI in the top of the 10th, the Astros bats could not recover in the bottom of the 10th as Houston suffered a 4-3 10-inning loss to the Blue Jays at Minute Maid Park. Here is Astros skipper A.J. Hinch.
A couple different things. We didn't win the big moments in this game. So, you know, we didn't win the game, but we made some mistakes. We certainly lost some at bats that we were working to try to get, and then they executed when they had the biggest at bat of their night a couple times. So, tough game to lose. Obviously, definitely a winnable game. We'll wake up tomorrow and try to win the series.
Two balls that Batista hit that turned into runs. Were there misplays there on for you guys?
You mean the play at the plate? We got to get an out there at some way. I think Whitey saw that he had a play. I think Mac's initial read was that he didn't have a play and came off the base to try to redirect the throw. So a little bit of miscommunication, a little bit of misread. They didn't read the play the same way. The play ends with not an out recorded when certainly Whitey was trying to be aggressive and get the lead runner. Mac had conceded at that point and was trying to redirect it to first. So not a good play.
About the one earlier, Batista, I guess, to Davis, he looked at first.
The double play ball? Yeah. No, I mean, it was a high chopper. And his first instinct was to was to throw to first. I think then his second instinct was to see if he could turn to second. Obviously, it's too late. Then he goes back to first. There's probably an argument that he had a play at the plate as well. So it was a lot going on at that point in the play. I'm glad we recorded the out on that play. But if we were going to record one, maybe home might have been a better choice. But I'd have to ask him.
Strong innings from Charlie Morton tonight. Again, he's really looked like he's been a consistent guy when he's been on the mound this season.
Yeah, no, he's good. His fastball was good. He had a really good sinker. His breaking ball was really good. He got some really funny swings out of some right-handed hitters and some left-handed hitters. So he was really strong at the end. It's probably the strongest he's been at the end of his outing, and that's encouraging. And I think his given that his velocity held and his movement held and his breaking ball command, he pitched out of some stress in the seventh inning with that messy inning that we had. So very solid. Gave us a chance to win.
The elite effectiveness that he had that put him on the All-Star team, I don't know if it's maybe because of overuse or because of injuries to Will Harris and all those innings that he's got compensated for, but he seems to have taken a little bit of a step back lately.
Yeah, no, he's got to push through some things, but he can handle it. He's a tough kid, and we'll push through some of this. The walks are uncommon for him, you know, and I think him not being able to locate his fastball, he's trying to do a little bit too much. You know, he feels good. He wants the ball. He wanted to stay in the game when I took him out, which is a good sign. So he won't be beat by it. He is having a little bit of a little bit of trouble finishing his outings, but he's had such a good year and will continue to have such a good year. I'm not going to turn my back. I'm not going to lose faith in him. I'm not going to stop putting him in the game. He's going to be a big part of this.
When you said that you wanted to stay in the game, what did he do?
He told me.
McCann also had a little bit of a rough stretch. It was a big spot at the end of the game with a runner on, bottom of the ninth, but his last, 40 at-bats, his six hits. What do you see with his swing?
Well, it's a tough game. You know, I think these guys, we're all pushing. We're not going to be perfect all the time. I think his he's certainly trying to find his swing and find his productivity, and he's working his tail off behind the plate. He's come up with, you know, he just missed a couple balls today, took some of the best swings that he's taken today, not getting the results necessarily. But it's a tough league, and these guys keep coming at you, and we got a tough guy we're going to face tomorrow to try to win the series.
The play, when they scored the winning run, surprised that it was that close and that, I guess, Ref Sider got his hand in their
side. Yeah, it was a funky slide. You know, we didn't control 90 feet to with the stolen base, and then they get the single play at the plate. You know, we didn't even wait for the review to see what it was. We were going to challenge it anyway because it was a game-defining play. The call stood, which means if he'd have called them out, they probably wouldn't have switched it over either. So, you know, that's just part of the game. We felt like we had a chance to get him out. I think the ball kicked to McCann's right a little bit, which created a different angle for him to tag the runner out. Runner made a good slide.
Charlie Morton pitched well on Saturday night, turning in seven innings of three-run ball, scattering seven hits and striking out seven, but he came away with a no decision after the Astros fell to the Blue Jays in 10 innings by a 4-3 score. Morton spoke to the media following the game.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a problem before, but it was definitely an execution issue, and I think I'm doing some things now. I'm working in on righties a little bit more, a little bit better, and so it's allowing me to be a little more efficient because I'm having some at-bats where I'm just not getting it as deep as counts.
You feel stronger? Do you feel like a great start? Do you feel a bit better?
I feel great. There's some things that we're doing. I think I'm mixing better, and I think in terms of what we're trying to do, I'm not trying to strike guys out, especially righties, and I've never really tried to do that. And I think that got me in trouble a little bit because I was trying to make really, really good pitches. I'm trying to work all my pitches, and I was just getting a ton of counts. So if I can just keep going. You know, righties the way I've done pretty much the past 6-7 years, like I've been doing lately, I think it'll help a lot with the efficiency.
The Astros look to bounce back on Sunday behind Mike Fiers. He'll be opposed by Marcus Stroman.